My name is Jacob Awadi, and I have been a teacher since 1971. I started with the elementary school. Now I'm working at the University of Ottawa, on Native Studies, developing a curriculum to understand what is nature, what is the culture, and so on. So it starts off around at the same time what he was talking about in 1991, where the band council had agreed that our territory should be cut. But this thing, the negotiation was done with the band council, the chief of the reservation. And the people of the land wasn't represented through that. Their rights weren't protected through the trilateral agreement. So what we did was we did some blockades and we got arrested. And this is where I began to create a curriculum in order to develop, an idea, of how to survive in nature. It was a small school which I called Cookhamville Academy. And the idea of the Cookhamville Academy is to create a vision, a sustainable way of existing with nature. So in 2001, I created the first workshop. And the first workshop was to find out the knowledge of the people. What did they know about nature? Like if I had to ask today, what do you know about nature? So the knowledge of nature is very minimal. As individuals, you might know one or two things about nature. In a collective setting, you might survive. But as individual, all of you would die. So I did this with what they call the Rainbow People. And I had like about 2,000 participants within the month, in a territory. So this is where I seen the people, how much knowledge they had. So in 2003, I created another workshop where we were showing them, our family created a workshop where we acknowledged the gift of the water, the ducks, the fish, beaver, the plant that grows in the water. And then we send another one of my brothers in a swamp, see what kind of gift they had in the swamp, the cranberries, the Labrador tea, and the animals that are utilizing that territory, that environment. And then I send another one to the mountains, where we do our sugar, where we pick up our, fiddleheads and mushrooms and what have you, up on the hills. And then I sent another one in a clear cut, what happens to our culture. We show them how to cut up the animals, how to prepare recipes with different creatures that we got from the land. This was to create a vision of how our people live off the land. You see, what you feel in this town, you have your food at your disposal. You have your medicine at your disposal. You got your clothing, your shelter, and what have you that you need to survive. We have all of that in the forest. We are happy to go get that. We are happy to live amongst all those gifts that the Creator has given us. And then in 2007, I created another workshop, which is to acknowledge the plants, where they grow, how do we process them to create medicine, and so on. You see, like, when we talk about economy only means resources. That's what's on the land. That's the resources. If I kill a moose, I get my resource. And when I put it in my freezer, it becomes my capital. Now my capital is being disposed of as if I didn't exist in the forest. The medicine are being crushed. Nature is being changed. The animals are moving. And this is what's happening on the land. And this is the reason why I created Cuckooville Academy, to show the world how do we exist prior to the arrival of the Europeans, before colonization. We did exist. We had our belief that the Creator gave us all of that. When we look at paradise, try to understand what paradise is. When I look at the society, the paradise that the human is looking for today is simplicity. So they don't have to run for their food. They don't have to hunt for their medicine. They don't have to produce, learn chemistry. We understood biology. We understood chemistry. That's why we were mixing plants. We understood astronomy. That's why we got names for the stars. We understood the land. That's why we understood geology, geography. That's how connected we were to the land. But our spirit were never recognized as human beings. Not part of the human society of the world of Mother Earth. You see, like the way I understood the teaching of Mother Earth is that Mother Earth is like a home. When you give a house to a woman, a girl, she'll decorate it, she'll have flowers and knickknacks and all those delicate stuff. But when you give it to a mother, then the house changes. There's medicine in there. There's clothes, there's food, there's security. Because that's the mother. And the grandmother puts the rules. And that's the way I understood the woman. And the earth is the same way. Mother Earth has put medicine, has put food, has put shelter, has put everything that we needed. That's how Mother Nature is understood in our society. Father-son produces the energy necessary for Mother Earth to acquire the goods that we need to survive with. And that's the intent of Cuckooville Academy. So that's how long I'm going to make my speech today. Might have another one later on where I could talk some more about it. So anyways, thank you very much for listening.